The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or to give something to the poor. So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Raise your hand if you have a best friend. Okay, wow, you guys all have best friends. Great. Put your hands down. Have you ever had a situation where you and your best friend maybe got in a fight or got mad at each other? Okay, let's see. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, we were playing real wrestling, and then my best friend put me on timeout, and I didn't like it.
Okay, very good. Let's get another example.
Forgot.
Okay, somebody else?
When I play with my friend, then they don't want me.
Okay, when your friend did not want you, right? What happened when you were in that situation and maybe had that, got upset with your friend, or maybe they got upset with you? What happened afterwards?
We talked about it, and then we helped each other, and we felt better.
Okay, very good. You guys talked about it and resolved it.
We kind of got along together, and then we started wanting to play with each other.
Okay, very good. Somebody else, one more. What happened after you guys had your fight or disagreement?
Somebody said I didn't want to talk to you anymore, so I just walked away and I said I'm sorry.
Very good. She said she's sorry, and then they were friends again. And that's what happened to Jesus. Jesus one night had a special meal he had 12 best friends, and they were having a special meal. And during that special meal, Jesus told them and gave them three gifts for the whole church. The first gift is Jesus, while he was eating dinner with them, he took bread and said, "This is my body, take and eat." Then he took the cup of wine and he said, "This is my blood, take and drink." And that's the first time Jesus ever did with his disciples. So that's the first gift that he gave us. What does that remind you of when we see or somebody tells us, "Take this bread and eat it, this is my body"? Do we do this today? Very good. That's what we do at Mass, right? In a few minutes, I'm going to do the same thing as Jesus did. So that's the first time Jesus celebrated Mass with his best friends. So that's the first gift he gave them. The second gift, he told them to do this every time they want to remember him, to do the same thing. And that's why today we still celebrate Mass 2,000 years later, because Jesus asks us to do so. And he gave this special service, this special role to the priest. So in that night, Jesus also started the priesthood. So we, by becoming priests, like myself and Father Andrew, we've chosen to follow Christ to do this special role, to celebrate Mass, to hear confessions, to baptize babies. And the third gift, after Jesus did this for them, he asked them to take off their sandals, and he went around and washed their feet. What does it mean when you shower or take a bath? What does that make you? What do you get? How does it change you?
Clean.
Very good. You become clean. Now, why did Jesus do this? Does anybody have an idea?
To make them feel blessed.
To feel?
Blessed.
Blessed, very good. But why he wanted them to feel blessed?
Because he was going to die the next day.
Because he was going to die the next day. And what's going to happen before he died? How did his best friend act?
Kind.
Kind? Not really. They thought they're going to be kind, but they were not.
Disrespectful to God.
Okay, they were disrespectful. See, what they did and is that when later that night, Jesus went with them to a special garden to pray, and while he was praying with them, the soldiers came and took Jesus. Now, who told the soldiers where Jesus was? Do you know?
Judas.
Judas, one of his best friends who was with them at the meal, at the dinner. Judas went and told the priest and to bring the soldiers, and he will lead them to Jesus. So part of the reason Jesus washed their feet, because he knew that later on they are all going to say, "We don't know him." Now imagine if your best friend told someone else that you guys are not friends. Does that make you feel good or bad? Right. The same thing, if you did that to your best friend, if you told somebody else, "Well, I don't like this, you know, person. I don't like Sam or Mary." And that's what all the 12 best friends of Jesus did when Jesus was taken to prison by the soldiers. They all pretended they don't know him. And yet he just gave him those three gifts. So the reason why Jesus washed their feet is to remind them that although he knew what they're going to do, but he, like somebody said, he was forgiving them, making them clean. Why would Jesus do that? What's the message he's trying to tell us?
Even when people are mean to you, you should be kind to them.
Very good. That we should wash each other's feet, that when people are mean to us, we should be kind to them. We shouldn't like want to do the same to them, be mean to them in return. But we should forgive them, like somebody said. Sometimes we have fights with our best friends or your brothers and sisters, but we're called to forgive them if we follow Jesus. But also Jesus showing us how much he loves us. That knowing that sometimes we're not going to be as kind as we should or as loving as we should, Jesus will still love us. So on Thursday this week, that's what we celebrate. We come together to a special Mass, and we remember Jesus giving us the Eucharist, his body and blood. How do we know that this is truly Jesus, what we receive at the Mass?
The priest blesses it.
The priest blesses it, but how do we know it changed? Because it still looks the same. Who told us that's what it is?
Jesus.
Very good. We believe it because Jesus is the one who told us. And why would Jesus lie to us if the next day he's going to die for us? See, Jesus took the bread and said, "This is my body." Then took the wine and said, "This is my blood." So we believe it because Jesus told us so. And he showed us how much he loved us that the next day, and what we call Friday of this week. Yeah, somebody said it here.
Good Friday.
Good Friday. Now, why is it Good Friday when it's the day that Jesus died on the cross? Is that good? Okay. Why do we call it Good Friday?
Because he loved us.
Exactly. Not because Jesus died and suffered, but that he did this to show us how much he loves us. That despite we sometimes, like his best friends, like I said, we don't follow Jesus, we don't do the loving thing, Jesus still loves us and wants us to continue to do better. And then what happens on Sunday? What do we celebrate on Sunday?
Palm Sunday.
That was last Sunday, very good. We already did Palm Sunday. What's next Sunday coming up? Has to do with bunnies.
Easter.
Easter, very good. And the reason an Easter is about, Jesus did not stay dead, but he rose from the dead because God loved him for what he did for us, that God brought Jesus back to life. And that's why we have bunnies, because bunnies are a symbol of life, because bunnies, you know, they multiply a lot. Okay? And with spring, all of these are signs of love for us. And one of those signs is the Easter egg, right? So your homework is to figure out what's the Easter egg has to do with Easter, why eggs are part of Easter. Okay? That's your homework. Please stand.